Mets looking to take 3 of 4 from the Braves at SunTrust Park. It's the season debut for Mets starter Seth Lugo, getting some run support here in the third.
Garcia's pitch, grounded toward the hole, diving stab by Camargo. Cannot get the handle on the ball, cannot throw to first, and a run scores. Made a great diving stop and just couldn't find the handle to throw it over to first and prevent that run from scoring. Strike three called around the inside corner. Swing and a miss. Chased a high fastball at 95. Back-to-back strikeouts for Lugo. Swing and a miss. Struck him out.
And the pitch. Line drive. One hop to the shortstop. Backhand pickup. The flip to Cabrera. One. The throw to first. Safe. Good hustle by Adams. They might review it. But a heck of a pickup by Cabrera. Walker could not unload as quickly as he wanted. And for the time being, that's going to be a fielder's choice, and we're tied. And I say for the time being, because crew chief Tom Hallion is jogging over to where they bring out the equipment. Only the equipment dude ain't out there yet. Here he comes. And he's out at second. So it is a 6-4-3 double play.
And the 0-2 pitch. Little tapper back past the mound. Cabrera barehand pick and throws to get him. As Drubal Cabrera, who looked awful a couple of nights ago, playing a lot better today. He's made a couple of nice plays, including that one right there. Barehand pickup and a throw all in one motion. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out with a dandy slider. Went down and away from Swanson and struck him out. And the Mets get out of Atlanta with 3 wins and 4 tries in this quadruple header.
Brian Snitker's squad couldn't solve Seth Lugo in the Mets starting pitcher's season debut as Atlanta fell on Sunday afternoon to New York. Here's the skipper talking after the game.
You can't ask for anything more. He's pitching deep into the games and out of trouble, making pitches when he has to, and he's doing a great job.
Seemed like early, maybe a little bit trouble locating, but from the third inning on.
He settled in and was really, really good. I mean, it's just a shame we couldn't score him any runs.
How frustrating can that be for a starting pitcher where it's kind of like what we've seen in the past with some of these starters just not getting that run support and pitching their tails off?
Well, it's part of it. I mean, it happens sometimes, and that's part of the job. That's the part he can't control. He can control shutting the team down. He did a great job with that. So it's just one of those things that guys go through.
Your fifth inning had to be pretty tough. Looked like he was kind of safe for a minute, but then he got the review and then they overturned it.
Yeah, I mean, it's why they do that. So, it's one of the things, he's having a little tough couple of days scoring runs.
Would it be safe to say Lugo surprised you guys with that rope he hit in the third inning? He ended up scoring
a winning run. Ambushed him there which is what you tell a lot of guys to do, is go up there and hit that first fastball and trying to get ahead. So, it surprised us.
Do you chalk up this rough offensive weekend kind of to their pitching?
Pretty good pitching, yeah. I mean, they're getting healthy, and it's pretty good rotation now. And that kid today did a really good job. So, they're a good ball club.
What was he doing that made him especially effective today? Lugo.
I think, he was changing speeds and he was up and down and mm-hmm. Both sides of the plate he's throwing a lot of strikes and getting a lot of call for him and it's like you haven't seen a guy very much. I think he maybe had one start against us last year. I think some guy may have saw him 3 times a long time ago, but it was just a good job. He did a great job.
As you've said all along, it's hard to hit Garcia. I think he had 17, 20, swinging strikes. The swings they took at him were awkward.
Yeah, I mean, it's just that ball's cutting and then, it's moving. His movement's so good, and it's like he's been, better controlled, and the walks are down now, and that's kind of when he's, been really good. But there's just so much life on it. You see the catcher sometimes like he's trying to catch a knuckleball almost because of the movement. But he's doing really, really well right now.
Jaime Garcia struck out 9 over 7 innings, but suffered the loss on Sunday against the Mets. Here's the starter talking about his performance.
Tough one, man. Tough one. I took a lot of pride on my job, and day like today, we got to do a better job with the leadoff guy. Mm-hmm. I thought I did okay, but at the same time, it's it's one of those things where you gotta execute a pitch on the leadoff guy, and that's cost me the game today.
That pitch is down. I mean, it's just above his knees. It's, what would you do different with that pitch? It's not. It wasn't like it was a center cut pitch.
The leadoff double.
Yeah.
Four seamer. Still don't throw four seamers in a situation like that sometimes. You know, I don't want to talk too much about my give teams out there what I try to do, but it's try to get ahead, but at the same time, against a good hitter like him, especially lefty and lefty, I try to use my stuff that moves.
Yeah. How about just your stuff in general today? The swings they took off, that was some of the best stuff you had. Would you agree with that, and does that add to the frustration?
It definitely doesn't add to the frustration. I think I was, you know, the good things that I take out of today is that I was able to make pitches when I needed to, in situations against a good lineup, against a good team that are showing the bat well. But at the same time, you know, that's part of my job. I try to do that every single time. And like I said, today I didn't get job done with the leadoff guy, and it cost us a game.
You seem more concerned about Conforto's hit than Lugo's.
I'm talking about both of them.
Oh, both of them.
Yeah, both of them cost me too, the game right there on leadoff doubles.
With Lugo, was there anything there? Same type of thing.
Same exact thing. Just trying to get ahead. I didn't have the conviction behind that pitch. I'm not taking anything away from him, but I just got to do a better job than that against a pitcher.
Next up, the Mets welcome the defending world champs, the Cubs, to Citi Field, while the Braves head to D.C. for a series against the Nats.